Hello. Alice is having lots of adventures in Wonderland. Now, she's in a courtroom full of animals. Everybody is waiting for the trial to start. The Queen and the King of Hearts have already arrived and are sitting on their thrones. The rest of the room was filled with birds and animals and the whole pack of playing card people. Alice saw the White Rabbit. He was holding a trumpet in one hand and a large piece of paper in the other. The White Rabbit blew the trumpet.
Silence in the court!
The trial started. The King was the judge and 12 animals were the jury. The King spoke first.
Read the accusation.
The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts, all on a summer day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away.
Knave of Hearts, what do you say?
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Silence! Call the first witness.
Bring in the first witness.
The first witness was the Hatter. He looked very nervous. He came into the court with a cup of tea in one shaking hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other.
Give your evidence, Hatter, and don't be nervous. Or you'll lose your head.
The King's words made the Hatter even more frightened. He was so confused that he took a large bite out of his teacup instead of his bread and butter.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty.
You are a very poor speaker.
Poor Hatter. He didn't used to be mad, you know. He used to be quite normal.
And I used to be taller.
Alice began to have a curious feeling. It was a feeling she remembered.
Oh, I'm growing again!
No one noticed that Alice was getting taller. They were all watching the Hatter, who was too frightened to speak.
You may go. Call the next witness.
The next witness was the cook.
Achoo!
Cook, what are tarts made of?
Achoo! Pepper, mostly.
Everybody started sneezing. Nobody seemed to notice Alice growing taller and taller. By the time they stopped sneezing, the cook had disappeared.
Never mind. Call the next witness.
Alice watched as the White Rabbit studied the piece of paper, looking for the name of the next witness. Imagine her surprise when he straightened up, took a deep breath, and shouted the name of the next witness.
Alice!
Everybody in the courtroom turned to look at Alice. Alice felt herself grow a little taller as she took a deep breath and stepped forward. Next time, I'll tell you what happened when Alice gives her evidence and the White Rabbit reads a letter from the Knave of Hearts. Curiouser and curiouser. Goodbye.